Hey everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha, and today we're going to talk about startup babies.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Done, yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah. We want you to do your best.
Not your baby as a startup. So don't get it twisted.
We're not
talking about treating your baby or your startup as your baby. We're actually talking about something I think really important, which is there are certain life moments. We're going to call it startup babies because I think that's a good way to think about it. But there's certain life moments that happen to people on your team when you're on a team. I think babies are one, when people start having babies. And I know, Steli, you have some stories around this. And another one is like when people get married. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a number of other ones that happen that are even, less joyous. Right. And more about like when there's a death in the family or, you know, there's some kind of news of something more negative. But these are the things, that we want to talk about because as a organization, as a team, as a company, the stuff impacts everybody, one way or another, especially when it happens to somebody, positive, negative, whatever. And so we wanted to dig into that and sort of give our thoughts on it.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the reasons why this episode kind of was, or this topic prompted up, is that in our team, it seems like it's baby season, right? So we're not just launching features and new products. We're launching babies like there's no tomorrow. I think, so we literally just this morning had had somebody on the team, have their firstborn son being launched. But this year, I think we already had, I'm losing track, 4 kids that were born, and we have another 2 or 3 coming up. So it seems like everybody is launching a baby at close. So this is a topic that's really kind of top of mind for me. And I think it's an important topic, as you said, because it shines a light on like, you know, people are not one-dimensional. Teams are not one-dimensional. There's a lot of like growth and challenges that we all work together as a team in the company and in the startup. But people have personal lives, private lives, and there's like big changing events happening in their personal lives. And these events impact their life and therefore also their work. And I think being mindful as an organization, as a team, as a company, is super crucial when it comes to how you as a company approach these events and how do you support your people when it comes to this. So I don't really want to get into the policy making of like, you know, do you have maternity and paternity leaves and what is your policy? How long should they be? And are they paid, unpaid, all that? I'll leave all that up to people to make up their own minds on. I personally at least don't want to talk about that as much. But I want to talk about the emotional support, the personal human support that you need to give people, I think, once they have an event like having a baby. And for us, I'll rattle through a few things that stand out that we've gone through that seem to work well, and then we can just bounce back ideas back and forth. But to us, I think open communication, communicating openly, early, and frequently, hey, okay, you know, I am pregnant, my wife is pregnant, my partner is pregnant, we're expecting a kid. Let's talk about planning this time off. Let's talk about how this impacts my team and my work. I think starting the dialogue really early on is super important. And realizing as a business in my mind that you have to, in certain situations, you have to prioritize the human a little bit above the business. And people feel that, I think, is really crucial. So when we talk to people in those situations, I hope, and that's the feedback I've gotten from a number of them, people, I think one thing that stands out to our team members is that when we talk to them about this, they can feel that our priority is their happiness, the health of their family, and that this is going to be a good experience for them. And then also we try to consider how this impacts our team and the business and everything and our customers. But they can feel like we're putting them first. And it makes a huge difference in the way they feel about the whole experience, the amount of stress they have, and the amount of connection and commitment and loyalty they feel then towards the team and the company, because they feel like, wow, in this situation where this big thing is happening in my life, the company is trying to support me and put me first, And it's not a selfish conversation where they try to squeeze out as much as possible from me. And they're like annoyed, quote unquote, or inconvenient. Oh my God, you're getting a baby. Ah, well, you know that we have these big launches. I mean, you're going to work, right? And because that in that situation, when you approach people that way, I think it can you can lose their trust forever. It can sour the relationship forever, and rightfully so. And it can create a situation where their baby launch is not just going to be like a part of the you know, shared journey, but their baby launch becomes the event that makes them think, I need to leave this company.
Yeah, that sucks. That person's you know, great. And these life changes are definitely something you're not just managing on your own as a person. Your company should be able to be supportive and help you manage it because these things happen to everybody. So, you know, the way I treat these, and I know this is going to be interesting potentially as a way to say it, but the way I treat them is I treat them like a vacation. Because when someone goes on vacation and they're a critical part of our organization, which is everybody, they make sure their shit gets done before, right?
Yeah.
Like they're prepared. The team is prepared. And then the person goes and then the person comes back and is back to work, right? And
right.
There's a, you know, for lack of a better way to say it, there's an out of office message. Whether it's a message on Slack of your dates that you're out of office, which I think is appropriate, you know, one of those like status messages there, which I found to be really useful actually. And there's a potentially an auto reply. Auto replies are a little, I don't know, but the Slack stuff is super important. But if the person is receiving a lot of email from outside the company people, it's important to have a out of office message and say who that person can reach if they actually need help. Right. And you can make it fun and cute, like show a picture of your baby or whatever, right? But like, I think that there's some tactical stuff. And my opinion is treat it like a vacation. Because we know what to do when someone's on vacation. We might not know what to do when someone has a baby. We might not want to know what to do when there's a death in the family. But we do know what to do when someone's on vacation. Right, Steli?
Right.
Like, So I feel like this is very, very complicated. When you think of it like, oh, they're having a baby or, oh, you know, this happened or that happened or they need to be out for this amount of time. But honestly, it's a vacation. We know what to do when someone goes on vacation. Why don't we just treat it the same way? Because in effect, they are out of pocket. They're out of the office. They are not working, right? They are completely not working. And if that's the case, it's the same as what you would expect when someone's on vacation. You want them to have a good vacation. If you are taking a vacation, do not work unless you're in a culture where that is what's required, right? I will throw that caveat out. We had an interesting experience where at Kissmetrics many years ago, we hired a product manager. She was, I think, 6 months pregnant when we hired her. We knew that. She knew that. And we hired her. And it was a startup at the time, like less than 12 people or something. And she was, you know, she had an important role. She was a product manager. And we all dealt with it very gracefully. I mean, the whole thing was like, she came in, did some work, helped us with a bunch of stuff, and we knew she was going to be gone. Right. And we, you know, kind of she was someone who like just got back to work pretty fast, but we weren't expecting that. Right. We told her, you know, just let us know how much time you need. We're going to consider you not able to work during that time. Right. And just give people space. I think a lot of this has to do with giving people space. And knowing, and one of the issues that comes, and I will say this where just, I've had one issue with this, which is pretty important to talk about. What if the person doesn't know how long?
Yeah.
Then it's not a vacation, right?
That's the thing I wanted to bring up actually, because I love the vacation, quote unquote metaphor or framework, because it makes this, it makes it a much simpler thing, something you can refer to. Well, I've done this before. It's easy, right? It's not this like new thing that nobody knows how to deal with. So I love that. The one difference, I mean, there's a bunch of differences, but the one major difference that I would highlight is that time frames, dates are not as clear, right? But I think there's a simple way to deal with this. I think and this is definitely going to be my tip for this episode, is that you need to realize that most people, especially like super ambitious, super caring people that work at your startup, they will try to do right by the company and the startup and the business, and sometimes they will overcommit right? They'll try to be like, well, birth is scheduled officially by this date, so I'm working exactly to that date, right? And this problem is probably going to take this amount, or I'm planning to take this amount of time off, but I might be able to do a little less. So they'll estimate too aggressively on when they're going to be off from work and how quickly they're going to be back, oftentimes. Not always, but oftentimes they're very aggressive on those things. And my experience has been to coach people and team members to say, listen, I'd rather you plan on being out of pocket a week or two before the date that you were planning to, so that by that time, the entire team knows that you're not around anymore and you have, you know, finished all the important crucial work and everything is like prepared. And if you're willing and able and excited and happy to work a little longer, that's a plus. Nobody expects you to. You don't have to. If you want to and you're capable of, you can. That's a bonus. Same thing with like the amount of time you're gone. I'd rather have people be give themselves a bit more of a buffer versus being super conservative on like taking the least amount of days off as possible. Take a bit more. And if you don't need it and you don't want it, you can come back a little earlier. Everybody's going to be excited. But if you estimate too aggressively on the amount of time off and when you're going to be off, it just creates so much more stress for you and for the team. If you just miss it by a few days or by a week, or have to leave earlier or later, it's just going to create a lot more stress personally for the person that's leaving and also for the team they're leaving behind. So giving themselves some buffer, getting the explicit permission from the company, hey, you should take some more time off. You should think about ramping down a little bit earlier, I think can create a really good setup. And I've seen this time and time again that we've done it where people were amazed by the suggestion, took up that offer, and then either didn't need it but felt really, really great how well prepared they were and how like this was all a bonus. Or in one case, somebody needed that and then they were really grateful that they had that time and that they didn't stick with their original suggestion of time off and timeline. So I would just say, because there's a certain level of unpredictability in terms of when the launch of the baby will happen, right? Baby launches can be as unpredictable as engineering feature estimate launches, right? So it's a
you went there,
you know. Yeah, I did. We had some internal joke about this. I didn't remember it anymore what we were saying, but since those things are, you know, the baby has a say in all of this, and you can't really predict it perfectly, being a bit lenient and giving people a bit more time, and then saying if you can come back earlier, if it takes less time, that's awesome. But if it doesn't, you're still in a good place. I think it's a much better way to go. Because if you just lean on what people will tell you that are leaving, my experience is that these people will estimate too aggressively because they want to do right by the company. And then they just create a lot of personal stress and also team stress. They're just not, you know, they have to leave 3 weeks before their original plan of the baby launch, because the baby came early, and now the entire team is unprepared. They had still a bunch of things to finish, and it just creates issues. So that would be my big, big tip on like the transition out and transition back in.
Love that. I'm going to give my tip based on an experience I recently had. Basically, there's someone on our team, and they want to basically leave for a week. Maybe, let's say, go on a vacation, right? It's a little more complicated than that, but that's a simple way to say it. And they have the authority to come up with, you know, how long they do it. I am essentially forcing them to do it for 2 weeks. And that's mainly because I think 2 weeks is better than one for this person. And there's a whole bunch of slew of reasons, but like my tip there is like, if you're helping someone decide and have that opportunity of like work and they should take more time and just stick to that, you can encourage that. Because our net tendency is to encourage this person to take as little time as possible, kind of riffing on what you're saying, right? I think our tendency should be to encourage them to take as much time as makes sense and as much time as possible, not as little time as possible when it comes to those life events. Because the thing is, again, riffing on some of the stuff you're saying, you wouldn't want someone to ever have regret about not being able to take the time for a life event.
Yeah, I think that's such a beautiful way of putting it. Like, take the amount of time that makes sense and not the least amount of time possible. You know, and it pays such dividends, like the loyalty that people will feel towards the company and also the work they're going to do. They're going to come back refreshed. It was not as stressful as an experience as they thought. So now they're coming back so enthusiastic and excited to get back to work versus feeling like it was way too little time. They're now having all these personal challenges and problems because they have to leave much earlier than way too little time off work. And now work will suffer, right? So nobody really benefits when you're trying to optimize for as little time as possible, irregardless of what we're talking about. And the topic that we picked or the example we picked with a baby is a really, really big fucking life-changing event, right? That makes perfect sense. And I think that oftentimes most people think of founders and leadership and management on ownership of a business always trying to like squeeze as much out of every person as possible. But that's such a short-sighted way of thinking about it versus trying to get – you want to get the best work possible in the longest term possible from everybody and give them an amazing experience to work with you and for you in your company and do the best work they've ever done versus just getting them to commit to as many hours and be gone as little hours as possible. That's a very short-sighted way of thinking about it, and that can lead to great results. All right, I think that's it from us for this episode.
Later.
Later.